You're listening to the audio production of The Christian History Devotional, 365 Readings and Prayers to Deepen and Inspire Your Faith by J. Stephen Lang, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ernie Russell.
Introduction: History with a Heart. Say the word history, and many people immediately think of the word boring. Why is this so? When the past is a vast and colorful world full of fascinating people and events. And many of these people are our ancestors, spiritually speaking, as much a part of our religious heritage as the people of the Bible are. And so I present this book to you, so that for a few minutes each day you can look into Christian history with the same motive as reading the Bible, to enlarge your spiritual family and find more friends for the soul. Many of the names here will be familiar to you: Martin Luther, John Wesley, Billy Graham, Augustine, John Bunyan, Francis of Assisi, Mother Teresa, C.S. Lewis, John Stott, Corrie ten Boom, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But much of the pleasure in writing this book came from the writing about lesser-known figures, some of them from fields we normally think of as secular. Some were athletes, such as Olympic runner Eric Liddell and cricket star C.T. Studd, both of whom became missionaries. Some were scientists, such as astronomer Johannes Kepler, botanist Gregor Mendel, and chemist Robert Boyle, all committed Christians who saw no conflict between science and faith. Some were politicians, such as British Prime Minister William Gladstone, America's William Jennings Bryan, and France's King Louis IX, men whose politics and faith could not be separated. And some, many, were martyrs, believers who fulfilled Jesus' prophecy that his followers would be persecuted in this world. One of the recurring themes in this book is that it isn't easy to be a Christian, but it is supremely rewarding. The history of Christianity has countless examples of well-lived lives, saints who were often distressed and depressed, who coped with frets and dreads, and who triumphed over obstacles because of their whole-souled commitment to one who promised he had overcome the world. Some of these heroes would do anything possible and impossible for the Lord. Of such people we need reminding. People like these are good company on the road to God. I have tried to accentuate the positive, focusing on people who can serve as role models of faith. But it was impossible to avoid looking at people who were bad examples, and sometimes the contrast is striking, as in the case of Alexander VI, a thoroughly vile man who...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?